Le'ili Nishmas Rav Kleina Mishkamen Ben Rabbeinu Eli Melech. Gittin Perk Hei Mishnah Aleph. Anizakin Shaman Lahen Be'idus. Nizakin, damages. Person has to pay somebody back because he or his mammon, his animals, damaged his friend. He's got to pay him back with idus, with the best of his land, if he doesn't have metaltolin, if he doesn't have money to pay him back. Now, the Torah says, Meitav Sadeu, Meitav Karmo Yishalim. The Torah seems to say that you have to pay him back. And it seems that this Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnayos, that all these halachas here are because of Tikkun Olam. And the question is, why is this considered Tikkun Olam? It's really Midiraisa. So the Rav explains that this Tana held that which the Torah says you have to pay back with the best of your land and the best of your field, that's going on the best of the land and the best of the field of the Nizik, the guy that was damaged. If you go and damage his field, you have to pay Lefi the best of his field. But what if the best of your field, the person that did the damage, is greater than the Nizik? According to Deraisa, it doesn't matter. You always pay Meitav Sadeu of the Nizik. So here the Mishnah comes along and says, because of a Tikkun Olam, to make sure that people are more careful, that they don't go out and damage other people, we require the Mazik to pay even Lefi the best of his fields. Even if his best of his fields is greater than the best of the Nizik's fields. Now the truth is who cares? It's still the same value. Whether it's the best of your field or it's the worst of your field, you still, let's say, owe the guy $100. Who cares how you pay him back? If it's $100 of the best, which is, I guess, less land, versus $100 of worse land, which is more. So on this Rashi explains, because it's better, person would rather take a small amount of really good land and would rather not have a lot of garbage land. So that's why we pay him back with idus. Ubal chov babeninus. A bal chov, let's say you borrow money from somebody, you have to pay him back, and you're going to pay him back with land. You pay him back with average land, medium quality. Why is that? So here you can pay back with the ziburus, you can pay back with the worst of the land. In fact, that's what it seems that the Torah says, when the Torah says, v'yishasher ata noishabo yotze elecha sa'avot hachutza, and it's the derech of a person to bring out the least quality stuff. The reason, though, that they made him pay him back with one grade above, with the average quality, is because if people always pay back their chovs with the lesser quality, there's going to be less people wanting to lend out. They're not going to want to lend out money because they're going to be afraid they're going to get back garbage. So therefore, in order, shelo tinol delos bifnei alovim, not to lock doors for people that would be borrowing or lending, they want to encourage lending, therefore they made the borrower need to pay back beninus, to make sure that people will readily give out loans. Uksuvas isha biziboris. And uksuvas isha, that you can go lefi din Torah, you don't have to give beninus. When you give uksuvas isha, once a person gets divorced to his wife, he can pay her back with the worst. If he owes her 200 mana, he can pay her back 200 mana with the worst of his land. What are you going to say? Well, then a woman's never going to want to get married, so never going to want to get married. Teretz says that's not true. But the Rav says, more than a man wants to get married, a woman wants to get married. This is not going to stop her from getting married. Therefore, you don't have to do anything more than the Torah says. Rabbi Meir Omer Af Ksuvas Isha Babeninus. Rabbi Meir, however, disagrees, and he holds that even Ksuvas Isha, you should pay back Babeninus. And Taisentiv brings Taisus, who explains that according to Rabbi Meir Midiraisa, a Ksuva actually should be given back Be'idis, because a Ksuva has the din of a Knas, like Nizakin. And Nizakin, you have to pay idus. So why does he go down a level? So this is actually Tikkun Olam, because according to Meir, you really should give back idus. The reason we don't do that is because the Chacham Mechoshesh, that a woman is going to purposely fight with her husband so that he divorces her and then she gets this great land, this idus land from him. So therefore, in order to disencourage a woman from doing that, they at least lowered it a level that he would only have to pay her back beninus on the ksuva. But the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir.